Welcome to this guided meditation with Father Mark, your guide for a more intimate and transformative connection with Christ. Please pause, play, and adapt this aid to facilitate your own personal conversation with the Lord.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Brothers and sisters, good to be with you again this morning. As we meditate, I invite you now to prepare your hearts to be with the Lord, to talk with the Lord in your own dialogue with Him by beginning with your acts of faith, hope, and love. Tell the Lord how much you believe in Him, what motivates your faith, what you hope in Him, confident and trusting you are in Him, His goodness, His love, His providence. How much you love Him, how much you want to choose with your heart, your mind, and your will, His will. Reaffirm your love for Him, your gratitude for all His blessings, His fidelity, His goodness, even the ways He challenges you and invites you to grow. And then humble yourself in His presence, recognizing, you know, Lord, I know who I am before you, a creature, a sinner, someone who loves you and is trying to follow you. Just humbly come into His presence, asking for grace. And then, after your heart is prepared, we'll move into meditating on this gospel, Luke 11, 15 to 26. Can imagine the scene, if that helps. Can contemplate it, think about it, put yourself there. Jesus in His public ministry in this one. He's out and about, He's active, He's in different places. He's not sleeping in the same house too long. He's moving, He's spreading God's word like the sower, seed town to town, on the way in different synagogues, in different villages. He's just moving, right? And we pick Him up here. When Jesus had driven out a demon, some of the crowd said, by the power of Beelzebul, the prince of demons, He drives out demons. Others, to test Him, asked Him for a sign from heaven. But He knew their thoughts, and He said to them, every kingdom divided against itself will be laid waste, and house will fall against house. And if Satan is divided against himself, how will his kingdom stand? For you say that it's by Beelzebul that I drive out demons. If I then drive out demons by Beelzebul, whom do your own people drive them out? Let them be your judges. But if it's by the finger of God that I drive out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. When a strong man, fully armed, guards his palace, his possessions are safe. But when one stronger than he attacks, overcomes him, takes away the armor on which he relied, and distributes the spoils. So whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters. When an unclean spirit goes out of someone, it roams through arid regions, searching for rest, but finding none, it says, I shall return to my home from which I came. But upon returning, it finds it swept clean and put in order. Then it goes and brings back seven other spirits more wicked than itself, who move in and dwell there. And the last condition of the man is worse than the first. So now we meditate upon this gospel. And I'm struck by the ending. It almost seems like a thread is the way I read it now, Jesus. It's like, I've been cast out a demon, and now you're reflecting about this. So we're after the demon has been cast out, and you're thinking, how did he do that? And you're tempted, and maybe even thinking, and to test me, you're saying, like, what power, where do you come from? What power allows you to do what we've seen you obviously do? You cast out a devil. You saw a man possessed doing crazy things, crazy strength, crazy words, out of his mind, and you come in, and through your word, through your authority, he's now sitting peacefully liberated. Where did you get the power to do that? And some are tempted to think, you know what? I think it's by the evil that you do that, Jesus. I think your source is evil. And Jesus, you react to this. And you challenge them on it. Okay, let's follow that logic to the end. Okay, say it is by the evil one. So how is his house going to stand if through his own power he's casting himself out? If he's using his evil authority to drive out evil, to create space for peace and goodness, right? You evidently see this man is freed now. So doesn't that, if it were from the evil one, then he's beating himself. He's divided. House isn't going to stand. Internal division, using your own powers to destroy yourself. Does that make sense? That evil would drive out evil. And then Jesus, once they start to doubt that, you're like, but if it's the other, it's the finger of God, that means something else. Right? God's here asking you for a response of faith. So what's it going to be? Love that, Jesus, how even it's a lesson for me in dealing with the world when they're critical. It's like, okay, if it's that, what does that mean? If it's not, then we're right back where we started. You have a decision to make. Do you believe or not? Will you conform or not to the life of grace, to what God's asking? And then, Jesus, this is where the threat comes in, where I think you're also saying, and you decide, because be careful on what you decide. Because I cast out this demon, and what's it going to happen? They'll leave. No wonder. He'll look. Depending on yours, he may come back. And if he finds that house empty, it's going to come back stronger than before. That's where I feel, Lord, and maybe this isn't scripturally perfect, I don't know, but spiritually it challenged me to think, you know, Jesus, you're saying, hey, the stakes are high. You know, you can, you know, flippantly say, I think it's the devil that gives you the power. Okay, great. This isn't a mind game. This isn't just a intellectual debate. This is your life. This is real life. There's a spiritual power here. And I'm proposing the truth of God. I'm claiming to be his son. It's not indifferent what you decide here. This isn't just a mental debate. And you can kind of play with some ideas and it doesn't really matter. It could be one way, it could be the other. Let's just, no. This is, because I've cast him out, I'm leaving, and I'm inviting you to believe and follow and bring in grace. And if you don't, it's going to come back stronger than before. And Jesus, there's a real truth in that. Whether that's exactly what your intent with the gospel passage today or not, I believe it reflects a real spiritual truth. Faith matters. Our reaction or response to your truth and revelation matters. It's not a game. The way I choose to live under your mantle, in your grace, responding to grace, my choices of every day matter. Who I align my heart with matters. Then what you've done in me and how I respond going forward matters. And Lord Jesus, you're speaking to me now too in my heart. Almost I hear you saying, you're a believer, you're my priest. You believe, you're following for the vast majority of your choices. They're aligned with me. It's not just a message for you. This is a message for souls. Like, it matters for them. So I need you to be my disciple, to speak my truth, to cast out demons, to create space for grace, to help people take it seriously, to be my apostle. And thinking of other passage, whoever listens to you listens to me. Whoever rejects you rejects me. And not just rejects me, but rejects the one who sent me. So I need you to be my disciple. Souls hang in the balance. So Jesus, I want to spend time in my prayer accepting this mandate, accepting this responsibility of being a believer, being a man of faith, being your apostle, your disciple. Pray, Lord, you send me and give me your grace. Help me to respond to you with love. Help me to bring your grace into people's hearts so that you can be the strong man that takes their house and defends it and doesn't leave because it's welcomed. And that now belongs as a house and a heart that belongs to your kingdom, is within your walls now. It's fed by your source of spring of living water that doesn't need to wander out in arid places and be exposed and run the risk of being conquered once again, but stays close to the hearth, close to the well, close to the source. Amen. So, brothers and sisters, I invite you to form your own resolution now. Let the Lord speak to you. How is he inviting you through your own conversation with him to choose the rest of this day to love him? Settle your mind and your will and your heart on that. Ask for his grace to back up your own desire, your own choice. And then close with a prayer and go strongly, confidently, peacefully into your day. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
This has been a guided meditation with Father Mark Haidu of the Legionaries of Christ. If this has helped you, please consider sharing it with a friend, along with the other meditations, homilies, and talks found on the Legionaries of Christ podcast, located on all major platforms, or go to rcnytristate.org for links.